The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him in reply, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, that is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant. When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, a number of years ago, my younger sister Katie, when she was right around 20 years old, she went to live with the Missionaries of Charity, Mother Teresa's sisters, in the country of Armenia. So all the way, halfway across the world. And the reason she went to this particular monastery, this particular convent, is because it was believed that the superior of the convent, the head sister, was a living saint. And a priest friend of ours said, "Gosh, if you're going to go anywhere to serve with the Missionaries of Charity, you should go there." So my dad, because Katie was still somewhat young, he flew out there with her. And he had the chance to stay for a few days. Well, their hours were so off because it was like a 10-hour difference from California. And so sometimes my dad would be up really late. Other times he would get up early in the morning. And he would say every single night that he was up late, he would make a final visit to the chapel. And everyone had already gone to bed, and he would go into the chapel for just a minute, and every single night, he would find the superior of the convent kneeling there in prayer. He's thinking, "Gosh, they have an early schedule. They get up every day at 4 a.m. How could she stay up late praying?" Well, one morning, my dad was up super early at like 3 a.m., And he just can't sleep, and so he thinks, "Well, gosh, I might as well go spend my time doing something. I'll go visit our Lord." And as he's leaving his room, he's walking by, and there's a little entryway to the chapel where the sisters keep their shoes. And as he's walking into the entryway, there he finds the superior of the house. And she has the sister's shoes, the other sisters in the convent, in her hands, and a little what looked like a toothbrush, and she's scrubbing her sister's shoes, cleaning off the dirtiest thing that they wear. And my dad said he had the sense that she probably did acts of charity like that all the time, being the servant to her sisters. Like Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa is so famous. You think people were requesting her to talk all over the world. "Mother Teresa, come visit us." So she had very little time. She could have said in her convent, like, "Oh, sister, I don't have time to mop the floor. You do that petty job. I don't have time to clean the toilets. Somebody else." whenever there were chores to be done, she would choose the lowest of all of them, even though she was the head of her order. In imitation of our Lord Jesus Christ, I have a good priest friend of mine who, in his diocese, whenever there's a job that no other priest wants to do, like let's say there's a remote parish that's poor, that's struggling, you know, and all the priests are like, "Bishop, I don't want to go there." The bishop will call this priest because he knows that he will do anything, even if no other priest wants to do it. You know, sometimes there are these tasks that other priests are like, "Man, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Are you kidding me?" So the bishop calls this priest, "Father, can I ask you to do this for me?" Students, our Lord Jesus Christ, He died for everybody. So you can think of the worst sinner that you know, the most pathetic person, the lowest of the low, and you could look at that person and say, Jesus gave His life for that man. Jesus died so that that woman could go to heaven. And what our Lord is saying, if I gave my life for them, I want you to do the same. Is there anybody who you are unwilling to serve? But you know what? I want to close this. Sometimes it's easy to see a homeless person and say, you know what, gosh, I'm going to go give that person $5. I'm going to go talk to that man or that woman for a few minutes. It would be a very nice gesture. But it's really, really hard to go into our classrooms and say, I'm going to be the lowest person. I'm going to be the servant of all my classmates. Even of the ones who don't always treat me nice. Even though I'm the most popular kid in the class, I'm going to be willing to do anything for any of my classmates. And I want to say something even harder sometimes. I'm going to be the servant of my brothers and sisters at home. Even though my older brother, he annoys me really bad and he picks on me. Even though my younger siblings, right, I could tell them what to do. I'm going to be the servant of them. Or of my parents. Or of my spouse. Let us ask our Lord for the grace today that we would be willing to be great by being the least of all.